Hello, everybody. Welcome very much to Keith and the Girl. Henda is the girl. She is here with us.
Very excited to be here with my lover.
Oh, my.
Do you know that we've been dating for almost 4 years now? Lauren Hennessy, everybody.
That's me.
Welcome, both of you, back to America.
Seriously.
Of course, we're in the foreign lands, Hawaii. And that is not your audio glitching. Right? That is the proper
pronunciation.
Right. You say, you put
Why would pronunciation be such a big word?
Right. Say things. It's the proper thing. It's easy. It's understandable. No, people think you say Hawaiian. That's wrong. There's like 5 apostrophes in it. And you say it the proper way. Like you have a burp in your mouth.
A lot of words. A lot of words people mistake. Like it's not mumu. It's mu'u, mu'u is actually the word. For that long dress.
Are they assholes in Hawaii? Like if you go moo-moo, they go, we don't have any.
No.
I mean, you know what?
They're not assholes about anything.
Nice people.
The hospitality there is absolutely insane. I forgot and I was like, what do I feel different here? What do I feel? And I'm like,
oh, friendliness.
Yeah. I was like, not one person was an asshole to me. And I'm talking about, you know, waiters, and you know how much added we get sighing, oh, you want another fork? Oh, right.
We talk shit behind your back, hey.
They do. You know what? There was an indication to that. I finally saw them put down their guard because Lauren was around. Here's what happened. We were at that really expensive deli because around where all the fancy hotels are, the stores are very expensive also. We happened to be there. Lauren used to work there. Her mom used to work there. It's just a regular deli sort of. In New York, it would be like a bodega.
But like a gourmet. Yes. Grocery.
Tiny little thing for if you shop. Live there. And so we're asking questions. They're super nice. It's just like, oh, yeah, this, that, and the next. And Lauren's like, I used to work here. And they look at her, and she's so white, you know, and everyone there is brown. And they go, you used to work here. And they're trying to be really polite about it, but you could see the oddness in their face.
They're like, here?
Yeah, here.
Here, here.
And she goes, yeah, so did my mom. I know so-and-so and so-and-so. And they're like, oh, my God. And then all their shit comes down, right? And then they go, and Lauren's like, yeah, it's a bitch to open. They go, oh, my God, I know, right? And they're still being really cute about
to
it.
To open the deli.
But they look around
for real, right? You would need for cut the bagels in the morning and, like, you stay sleepy. Also, my, like, when go cut your finger or something.
But they look around first to see if any other person but us is in there so that they can let down their guard, talk like that, where, like, you know, maybe other people might need a little bit more time to pick up on it. And they're just like, yeah, it's really hard. I'm really tired in the morning. And I'm like, oh, they admitted something.
Right.
Everything else is with pleasure. Oh, of course.
Aloha, Maika, you know, Marco.
Yeah, just, oh, wait, and either
ever. But that's even them keeping it real. They might cut themselves on the bagel.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, no, it's super nice. Even them complaining is like, yeah, it is kind of hard to wake up so early. You know what I mean?
Well, the thing is, when we're growing up in Hawaii, as Keith so perfectly stated earlier,
thank you.
We had classes on hospitality.
How long were you there again? You were born in Hawaii. How long were you there?
I was actually born in California, but I was raised in Hawaii. So I was there up until I was...
She was there from 7 to about 17.
I was 17, yeah. Okay. 7 to 17, and then I moved to New York.
Okay.
So, what the fuck?
Well, the way they grow up.
So during high school and stuff, we would have classes for hospitality and tourism because this is what you do after you graduate.
It's what everybody.
You might go to the community college, but even the community college, you can major in hospitality, and they have classes in it, and there's after school programs. I remember having.
Towel folding classes.
People that worked on planes come to our class and talk to us about being a flight attendant or, you know, a server and this and that. And you could get little internships at different restaurants and things like that to learn. We would take tours of all the hotels and...
In high school.
Just prepping you for...
Is this what's wrong with America? These other 49 states don't teach you hospitality in high school.
I believe it
wouldn't kill us. IKEA professionals, I hate to use that word. IKEA people.
Employees.
IKEA things. I can't believe they're being paid. IKEA things and Home Depot things, could they be better if when they were kids in high school? A little sex ed, a little hospitality.
I think, you know, I'm surprised that they took away something like home ec. I think that they needed to update that kind of class.
We still have home ec in Hawaii too.
I think it's really helpful. You know, I know that they used to separate the boys and everything and only girls got home ec, but I say everyone
took home ec.
I never had home ec in school, so they got rid of it before. And I think, you know, they get rid of the stuff that you don't, quote, need. But I think you need it more than some of the other classes that just, you know, go in and out people's brains. I think some people don't know how to even turn on a stove nowadays. So why not have home ec? Why not have, you know, how to interact, how to interview, how to, you know, deal with life?
They should just rename the class Human Functionality.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're absolutely right.
So here's this. It got taken to a new level, right? All the hospitality was right. I really did feel a difference there. And I felt like either they're not faking, and they're not, because I also met Lauren's friends, and they're so nice that I'm like, what, are you making fun of me? And then I go, no, they're really nice. They mean every word of this, and they show up. You know what I mean? They're like, we love you. And I'm like, oh my God, you mean that?
Here in the streets of New York City, somebody passed me the other day, and they said, how are you today? I looked right at him. Fuck you. Like, what the fuck is your problem?
Mm-hmm. Well, we're trying to keep tourists out. Right. Hawaii's trying to get tourists in.
I see.
You know, it's a little too easy to come here, if you ask me. But, oh, so here's how far this niceness goes. You're not going to believe this story. So one of Lauren's friends, shout out to Joella, one of the funniest people on earth. She has never left the island ever, right? The furthest she went away was, what is it, Honolulu?
I think Oahu she went to. Oahu. She went to another island in Hawaii, but she hasn't been to the mainland or any other countries.
So she's never seen seasons, never seen anything. She works at the airport, so she sees everybody come in, and she goes, look, I know that you guys have long flights, but oh my God. And I was like, are people mean? She goes, one time I got punched in the face. Mm-hmm. This is a woman we're talking about, a young person. I think she was about, you know, mid-20s.
Nice. Nicest person you'll ever meet.
Nicest person. She goes, I'll tell you just an example of how sweet she is. This is, in my opinion, so super sweet. She has a boy. He's 15 months old, and she wants to have another kid. She goes, you know what? To be honest, I want a girl, but watch, I'll be blessed with a boy. Do you hear? She just, and it just flew out of her mouth. Like, she just... Everything's okay. You know, she's just a sweet, sweet person. So she comes in and she's sort of the liaison. Like, did you just land and you don't know where you are and you need like your car or where the baggage is? She's right there. Am I right? She's hospitality, airport hospitality. Mm-hmm. This one guy came out and he has tickets to ride that, you know, the airport transportation where they drop people off at their different locations and you get it for free. And so he's part of that. He gets on the thing with his family. He's got, I think, two kids and a wife, or at least one kid. And he says, okay, let's go. He's here. Let's go, right? And she goes, well, you know, you got this thing where we just have to wait for two other people. They're on their way, and we'll be leaving soon, but that's the kind of thing you signed up for, you know, and just explaining what it is. And he goes, I want to leave now. And she's like, okay, well, we'll be leaving shortly, you know. And she when you look at her face and she tells the story, she sincerely can't understand, what is this guy's rush?
Do you want me to explain?
Yeah.
Okay. Anytime I hear a story about, even a female gets punched out at any kind of airport, can't help but take the customer side. Sorry, I've been to many.
I understand that sentiment.
I've been to many airports. He sees that this woman is wearing the team uniform of assholes. This long trip from when he left, wherever he left, to get to Hawaii. He met asshole after asshole. There wasn't room on the flight. You know, this problem, that problem. His luggage was lost in Detroit. It's as if my girlfriend was raped by all the Dallas Cowboys. And then I run into a guy wearing a Dallas Cowboy hat, and I snap. Well, I'm sorry. I lost control. It's been a bad day.
I do understand that sentiment, but it is such a change when you land in this airport. First of all, it's like all outside. It's all outdoors, and everybody is wearing, everyone in uniform, it's a aloha shirt. It's like a flowered shirt, and they're all wearing leis, and like they're really nice there. Like, they're not assholes
that
airport.
As soon as you land, you're in Hawaii.
Do you think he spent thousands of dollars to get to Hawaii and then finds out a lei has nothing to do with sex?
I have to ask his wife that.
I got a little fuzzy necklace for it. I'm looking to get laid.
Actually, the problem is the people who can afford a long flight to Hawaii a lot of times are entitled, really rich people.
Right.
And they can't, and she says, she's like, they really can't be uncomfortable for a second. She says, she expressed her surprise at how many people take limousines from the airport to their hotel. She's like, I guess they just need to be that comfortable. And, you know, she lives a very simple life, right. You know, so it's just shocking. And it's so, it really is like another country. Obviously it was, you know, right. not even that long ago, but it's another world. It's not like they want for nothing. Do you know what I mean? But they want the simple things to happen, and they're watching all these people just get handed this stuff and never be happy. Just, what else do you need? What else do you need? What else do you need? And they're just still, they can't get into that Maui atmosphere where if you allow that, it took me a second. I'm just like, because anytime someone says, I swear to God, anytime, and this includes Lauren and her family, and I love them to death, we're leaving in 5 minutes, by the second week, I'm like, okay, 5 minutes is a half an hour. I'm no longer rushing, because what happens is I'm ready in 5 minutes, and then I'm wondering what's happening. Right. You know,
relax, Tampax.
No.
Meanwhile, the Hawaiians know a pig is big. That roast is going to last a while. There's no hurry.
Not for those fuckers.
Nom, 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 nom. Oh yeah, they eat it all up.
Oh my God.
Are they big in Hawaii? People fat.
There's a lot of fat people in Hawaii, yeah. And a lot of diabetes.
Oh, really?
Oh, a lot of diabetes. Everyone has diabetes.
Yeah. Those are the downsides. And then the skinniest people are the meth heads.
A lot of meth in Hawaii, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
What is that?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, Maui, I love it there. I really do. And I do feel like I'm going home when I go back there. But at the same time, it was my Alcatraz. And it is very boring and very isolated. And it's just prime breeding ground for boredom. And drugs, you know, and meth is cheap and easy to make.
Is that why George Clooney's wife, when he lived in Hawaii, fucked somebody else in Hawaii? Is it out of boredom?
Probably.
It really could be.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
It's really crazy. You know
what? I mean, who would cheat on George Clooney?
Everybody cheats on everybody there.
This was a mother of two. Oh, my goodness.
You know what? Last year, we were trying to organize, okay, let's meet all your friends at one place so it's nice and easy. Text all your friends. We'll meet them at this place. She goes, it's at the Triangle. What's that, the name of the place that we went?
Life's a Beach.
Okay,
Oceans.
Oceans. Okay, so she goes, meet us at Oceans. So
I deliberately wouldn't go to Life's a Beach.
I know. I really know. I didn't go there for a long time.
So she said, okay, we're going to be at Life's a Beach at 9 p.m. Not, sorry, at Oceans at 9 p.m. Meet us there. And I go, oh, you forgot the address. And she goes, they don't need an address. It's called Oceans. And I go, the whole place is surrounded by ocean. Right. They might need an address. She goes, no, they know exactly where it is. They all knew exactly where it was.
That's funny.
There's nowhere.
You know, Keith, it's like same with you. You know, your small town and people,
right, yeah.
You know, put money for a stamp on the envelope and shit like that happens all the time.
Right. You put the actual money. You just tape it to the envelope.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, I would not be surprised if you could do that there and get away with it.
I thought this was funny. Not funny enough to ever watch the show, but I saw a trailer for this new show, Hawaii 5-0. You know, not new now, but when it came out. And this guy, the police there are chasing a bad guy, and you know, in by car, and the police are yelling at the window like, "Where the fuck you going? We're on an island."
It's true. Yeah. It's so true. And that's another thing is, it really is, where the fuck are you going? Because I told Lauren, I was like, if I lived here, because I started feeling, I was only there for 2 weeks. I mean, granted, I'm very lucky to be able to do that, but I didn't live there.
Well, and you're able to put yourself in situations, in other people's shoes. Like, you can, you do that by nature, sort of.
And it's very enjoyable on holiday, as long as I can come down to that. And I did, but after...
Kinda was able to relax? Is that true, Lauren?
Oh, yeah. Totally.
Well, I'm sorry to hear
We had a hump, and then she relaxed.
I'll tell you about the hump. And also, we had work days, and that helps me relax because... I know I'm on vacation, but I know work needs to be done.
Yes.
So I'll be like, okay, tomorrow, if you say that tomorrow we're working, then I'll be okay today. And
especially
I won't worry about it.
With the marathon coming up, we really needed to schedule time for that. So
yeah. So
let me say this before we get to everything. Please, speaking of business, this is quite important. Maybe you have a business. Check this out. Vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl. We were saying the other day, you can get cards there, calendars. We were saying the other day about business calendars, and I think they are important. And I'm looking into them. And here's what you got. Look in your house. If some company gave you a 2013 calendar, what'd you do? Oh, let me just stick it on my wall. I'm not even thinking about it. Let me stick it on the fridge. I'm not even thinking about it. I order from the same place, the same food place, and it's only so-so over and over again because I have their magnet on my fridge.
Oh, and Vistaprint has magnets, by the way.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So there
I get my business cards from them.
you get one of their calendars, and again, you know, cards, magnets, all this stuff. But the calendars, you can put specific dates on them. I'm just bringing up calendars because it's January, but you can have your calendar start at any month you want and have it go to any month.
I had an idea based on what you just said, because you said that yesterday,
right?
And a lot of people want these original gifts for Valentine's Day. I think a calendar is really cute. You start it in February and you say, because as far as I'm concerned, our year starts on Valentine's Day.
Or start it when you met them.
Oh, good one.
That's, and you
have,
there you go.
And you have all those things. That
or
you
when
can,
you first had sex.
And somebody, and somebody, you know, like Keith, you can't, you don't want to check calendars online, and like, right, it takes a lot, but he'll,
I'm
look,
a pen and paper kind of guy.
Yeah, he'll look at a calendar and go, oh, my anniversary is coming up. Why? Because Kat gave him a calendar that includes the anniversary and all these kinds of different things. And I've seen that calendar that she made for you. It's all pictures of her and you and, right, and you guys, mm-hmm, together. It's really sweet.
And my fiance knows architecture and tries to class up, you know, any kind of apartment that we're in. This made the cut. Look at it that way. So check out vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl. And here's what happens. All these calendars, we're saying specifically, are 50% off. You'll see other deals. Get free shipping on your entire order. It just has to be over $30. So there you go. Vistaprint.com/Keith and the Girl.
And that's spelled V-I-S-T-A, print.com.
Sean from Calgary writing in, between Chemda and Kat. Now, Lauren, Keith is surrounded by workaholics. What's going on, Keith? None of it rubs off on you?
No.
I think I'm getting a bad rap here, may I say.
Keith is Keith all day long, first of all. You're just Keith all day long. But you do work. It's not like...
As soon as you got out of the hospital, you were working overtime.
I think couldn't wait.
I think reading those McNally letters was work in the hospital. So how dare. I'm definitely getting a bad rap. So for my Christmas Eve, I went over to Adam's parents' house. And that was it. Easy breezy, you know. I'm able to talk to people sober. That wasn't a thing.
Oh, yeah?
With my tube in. Yeah, it wasn't a bother. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't. You hear that a lot from alcoholics. People stop drinking. They're like, God, I hate talking to people. They're like, well,
I
what
can't
do you
talk to you sober.
See? People go out and they're like, 10 minutes later, that's my night. I can't talk to people. Tech Andrew's nodding. He understands. It's tough to talk to people out there. But and then New Year's, we stayed in. We had another couple over and we watched whoever takes Dick Clark's place and just... and just complain like old people. This is music today. This is music today. This is horrible. This is music today. I listened even after Christmas. I'll tell you what's music. I'm being dead serious. Lauren and Chemda on this Christmas album is so good. I heard it after Christmas. Ooh. And I hate Jesus. And I still thoroughly enjoyed Oh Holy Night.
That's nice. Thank you.
So powerful and majestic. This Christmas CD of your guys. It's so good. Year-round, I say.
Nice.
Year-round. I put it on like it's a regular song. It's great. So anyway, make sure you get it. You're checking out. You're in Hawaii.
Wait, you know what? We got off the hospitality thing for a second. I wanted to finish that Joella story, the super nice girl who got punched in the airport by that guy. Anyway, he's having a hard time. He finally punches her in the face. He just does.
And sure.
She doesn't punch him back because she works there and she needs the job.
Right.
But she does call 911. Oh, no. He's like, I'm calling the cops. And she goes... Perfect. Call the cops. You just punched me in the face. And then he tries to take off. And she sits on the car and she goes, no, no. You call the cops. We're waiting for the cops now, right? Cop comes, says to Joella, you shouldn't have given him shit.
Right.
And she goes, he punched me in the face. Yes, and he goes,
the cops have been on planes before.
He goes, the guy had had a rough trip. He's coming to our island. And that's
wow.
The thing. Yes. Guys had a rough trip. He's coming to the island. By the way, rough trip or not, he's sitting in a seat while she's fucking working.
And Joella didn't do anything to solicit.
Of course not. Obviously, I'm joking. He shouldn't have punched her.
But you know, the cop said specifically, you shouldn't have...
riled him up. Or...
Yeah, you shouldn't have riled him up. You shouldn't have got, you know... any which way for him to have to punch you.
And does the cop say, it's not a limo, but if I can give you a ride anywhere?
I don't know. She couldn't believe it. And her brother's a cop.
Mm. He was basically, yeah, you shouldn't have given him a reason to be upset. Shouldn't, You shouldn't have done your job.
Look at this. Everybody's going to Thailand to do what you want. Go where they have good food and do what you want. This is Hawaii.
That's the thing. You're still in your own country.
Yeah.
So you don't really have that fear of, all right, your government's not going to, you know, take you from here. You're in your own government. You know what I mean? So apparently you could punch ladies because they just want their tourism to be happy. That's it. That's way too much.
Until you go into the really local spots and then you got to be a little bit more careful.
Yeah. Actually, Lauren's dad is working on a podcast, and one of the shows that he's putting together, he's interviewing a guy who just came out of jail, and he got convicted of, what was it? He put like cigarettes out on someone. He tortured someone because they
winked at his girlfriend, or they hit on his girlfriend right in front of him. This dude is my hero, okay? And these guys drag this dude in the middle of a cane field, start burning him with cigarettes, and just like tie him down, and they just torture him for hours, and then eventually, I guess, just let him go, and they got caught.
Say it in pigeon. Why you looking at my girlfriend?
Why you looking at my girlfriend, bruh? What you fucker, huh?
And they just, because if you're going to go with like, if you're going to interact with like locals, they don't give a fuck. Don't look at their girlfriend. Don't touch their shit. Don't even park where they're parked. Like, we're talking about local. Like, why'd you take our land from us? Especially looking like you, Keith and Lauren. Like, don't.
Right. No. You know what? I like it too, Lauren. I wonder if this should be the poll. Did these people go too far? Because it's so emasculating. When somebody winks at your girlfriend, never mind, Lauren, that you look like a girl, you're a man inside. I'm telling you, just so you know.
Deep down inside.
But it happens to regular men where they throw a wink at your girl and you're like, you know I'm here. And they're like, what are you going to do? Fight me over me winking at your girl? I'm going to do it. I'm going to get a little joy over it. And then if you and your friends just grab them and beat the shit out of them, nobody would understand. But if you know, no, believe me, I didn't read that wrong.
You're training the population.
Right. Right. However, the only problem is you do see in bars and clubs a guy saying to me, and I wasn't even looking at the girl, yo, what the fuck, you looking at her? Mm. And I'm like, well, I hope you didn't hear my show when I said it's okay if you feel emasculated. I wasn't looking at anybody.
That's different, though. If I'm like, are you looking at my girl? And you're like, no, I'm sorry, I didn't know or whatever. I'm like, oh, all right, okay, you know?
Right.
But if it's like, are you looking at my girl? And it's like, yeah, I'm looking at her real good and her pussy's wet for me or whatever the fuck. You know what I mean?
Well,
and
that's just like a little boils different, your motherfucking true.
Blood, just drag them in a cornfield somewhere and put the cigarettes out on their eyes and teach them a motherfucking lesson. And they can't look at nobody no more and you've done the world a service.
Well, I mean, if he said the pussy's wet for me, I mean, of course, that's too far.
Well, that's what they're always saying in their mind, Keith. You know this.
It's definitely out of line. If I wink at a girl and the guy goes, do you just fucking wink at her? I wink at the guy too. I act like I have a twitch.
Or no, I was winking at you, babe.
Well, actually, that brings us to this. Before we left to Maui, we took ourselves on a little New York date. You know, the city is full of holiday cheer and too overcrowdedness and blah, blah, blah. And I decided to go into this place. And
we got on a rickshaw and rode through Rockefeller Center on one of those bike taxis.
it was the slowest
fucking thing.
Corny, you know, whatever. And Lauren warns me, just before we get into that, what area?
Pedicab? Oh.
Oh, the Midtown tree, East.
Where the tree is,
Rockefeller Center area, East 50s. I used to live there.
She goes, okay, we're about to go in this place, and there's going to be a lot of people. Okay, you remember that? And I'm like, oh, yeah, fuck, thanks for the warning. Because if I get there, and I'm like, everyone's right next to me.
She stresses out, man.
They're just right here, and they're all just standing there.
And where is this when is this?
Rockefeller Center.
No, I mean,
Rockefeller
when?
Center, right before Christmas, okay. Like maybe the 23rd.
So yeah, still crowded, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm like, Hemda, everybody's going to be out. They're going to be shopping. They're going to be skating. Everyone's going to be shoulder to shoulder with each other. It's going to be insane. So just know that's part of it. That's why people are out, because they want to be with each other, right? Everyone's together and everyone's crowded and it's kind of exciting and you yell at a couple people and then you move on in the windows. And so just embrace it and relax.
Check your pockets every so often. Make sure your purse is zipped up and enjoy.
But she's like, okay. And then you could see her relax and then she wasn't so stressed out.
And you get Louis Vuitton for cheap right outside the Louis Vuitton building. Apparently they set up a nice table.
That's a little further down.
And you get these nice Louis Vuitton bags for 10, 15 bucks. I mean, what a treat. In fact, they take the time, because we were there on Christmas of all things, the Louis Vuitton store is closed. The Gucci store is closed, but still they put out a special Christmas sale right outside the door. Very nice. You know, anything for a buck, but I mean to lower
Are
that
you
cheap.
Shitting me?
Very nice. Wow. Of course I am. It's of course I'm shitting you.
Oh.
These are ripoffs and they will fall apart in an hour. Of course.
I didn't know. I don't even think those
No,
will
I
fall
know.
Apart.
That's what I mean though. I didn't the vendors, they just go and park right outside when the store is closed. That's amazing.
That's really smart.
It is really smart.
I don't know how. Like, isn't that pushing it? Like, can't Louis Vuitton himself go this?
Yeah, of course he can.
Well,
he's not gonna. You know where he is? Not there. It's
right.
Christmas. He's probably in Hawaii.
Right. We can't. That's right. Can't work all the time, right?
Fucker.
Steven Tyler was.
Well, so here's the thing. So we're on this thing, and we're a little New York day, and we decided to cap the evening on a rooftop somewhere, get a drink. And we search rooftops that have openings, even though it's
legally.
Winter. Yeah, yeah, like a nice bar restaurant that's at a rooftop that heats it up or maybe has a good view. We're like, you know, it's our date night thing. So we go to this place. It's empty. It's wonderful. There's a fireplace. It's, you know, got a pretty good view. And we plant ourselves there. We get a drink, maybe a little snack. And then people start coming in, and this couple ends up sitting across from us. And I'm like, please don't chit-chat. Please don't chit-chat. Please don't chit-chat.
These white, waspy, slightly drunk.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Gross. Ah, white. You had me at white.
Well, we think that they came in a little tipsy and then proceeded to keep drinking. And then they realized they're sitting across, they're looking at a gay couple, right? And the guy, right, the guy starts talking about us. But you're right across from us, so we can hear.
Yeah, he's saying like, oh, I could.
He's talking to his fiance.
He's
we
like,
found out.
I bet we could go home with them. Something along the lines of that. And
now you got to call your friends, buy a carton of cigarettes.
And she's like,
wait,
well,
I don't get
I would
it.
Go.
I start burning them in a field.
Oh, I see. Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
It's too much.
I know. Cigarettes are so expensive in New York nowadays. You know, it's worth it, though. It's worth it.
So the guys look over at you, and he says to his lady, hey, I bet their pussies are wet.
Yeah, basically is exactly what he was saying. And he says, we could go home with them. She's like, yeah, totally. Yeah, I could totally. And he's like, what are you talking about? You're never down for this stuff. You just had a couple in you, so you're saying that right now.
That's fair.
Everything she says, he knocks down.
Which, by the way, they just told us that they're engaged and they're getting married next week.
Okay.
She looks like she hasn't eaten in seriously a month.
She has to get ready.
Like nothing at all, hasn't eaten. And he is acting like everything he says is fantastic and she's agreeing with him. It's really weird. She's a lawyer. Like she's not some half-wit idiot. Like she actually was, she was more interesting than him. And then as they get drunker, we notice, oh my God, we really saw it. He thinks he's fantastic. He said things like, you're so lucky to be with me sort of thing. And she agrees. It's so fucking
weird.
Yeah, I am. And so anyway, so he says this kind of stuff to her.
Sanctity of marriage. So anyway, they're flirting and talking about taking us home. Then eventually the guy smells my weed and says, hey, do you have some more of that? We could go back to my apartment right down here and smoke it together.
Now, what do you mean smells it?
Well, I pulled out a joint because we were going to leave and go and smoke a joint. So, on the streets of New York.
No, please. Lauren, as soon as you open her bag, it smells like weed.
My cologne is... Yeah. My cologne... I sweat it.
THC cologne.
Yeah.
Yeah, basically. It's an all natural. Comes from my face.
Like, you can't wait until you're on the street to...
No, it was like we planned it. Like we rolled a thing for our date and we were going to like go outside and smoke it after.
No, do you remember? She was rolling it in the place.
Of course she doesn't remember. That's what weed does.
No, I remember.
You were rolling it at the place. So it
may have wafted.
So yeah, whatever. Yeah. So, okay. All right. Details.
Okay, minimum
details.
Detail that you're rolling it at a restaurant table.
I had some grass and these drunk fucks smelled the grass and this guy's proposing us to come to his apartment. So we go to his apartment. Just kidding. We didn't go to his apartment.
No fucking way. look at Tex's face.
The whole time. Anyway, so he's trying to get us to come over and I'm like, no, it's okay. And he's like, oh, well, can I at least buy an UGG off of you? And I'm like, no, I'm sorry. I don't have enough to sell you. And he's like, okay, well, why don't you guys just come over to my apartment? And
he's like, I'll throw in, but I just live two blocks away.
Yeah. It's a really nice apartment. Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, nah. You know, and we're just like pretty much trying to ignore him and not
Yeah, and he keeps telling his fiance he can get us home with them, with him. And here's the thing. This guy, if we were by ourselves without, like, this gay couple thing happening, he wouldn't even look our way.
That's
They're
true.
Very different people. His future wife does not look anything like, you know, us. Like, he has a taste. They're both dressed the same. You know, they're right. A genre of people right. that don't cross into other things unless it's some kinky whatever that they won't really tell anyone unless it's for bragging rights and then, you know, want to, you know, burn the sheets after we leave sort of thing. We are peasants. And he is in some other world. He keeps telling
us the conquest.
Yeah, he's the best salesperson ever known to man, and he's like selling us on his
dick
bullshit, you know. And we're like,
salespeople love to brag how good they are at being a salesperson, which also includes being shady and mm-hmm. being an asshole. They love that. Their favorite line, you know. I could sell igloo to an Eskimo, yeah. water to a whale. I was like, can you, shithead?
Yeah.
Okay.
And he really was that shithead.
Well, people got to remember, and, you know, I was reminded about this in the hospital. You have your doctors, you have your lawyers in this case. They're still people, and people are idiots. Mm-hmm. And you're still going to be a moron, even though you're able to pass your bar exam. Here's a quick story about a female lawyer, and maybe it's the same one. She's a Manhattan lawyer, and you're like, oh, okay. You know, you must have done something to make it. Maggie Balmer came home from a long night on the town at around 6 a.m., only to find herself stuck without the keys to her first-floor apartment on West 21st Street. A source in the building said the buzzed Maggie had given her keys to a friend. Instead of calling the pals, she rang every bell until somebody let her into the building. She got a little too creative when she tried to get into her apartment. She figured that sliding down the trash chute would get her to the building's basement. From there, she planned to go through the cellar and enter the building's garden, where she would be able to open a window in her own apartment and climb inside. She entered the chute with her hands in front of her.
Oh, my God.
Well, she's going to catch herself.
Right.
You know, her feet can't do that. You want to see where you're going.
Oh, my God.
And her arm got caught in the compactor, triggering a motion detector.
Oh,
the
fuck.
Piston crushed her arm, cutting almost all the way through.
Oh.
FDNY says it was barely hanging on. At least 17 firefighters laughed, but then...
Laughed? You're the worst.
They responded to the grisly scene, shutting off the power and giving her morphine to cope with the pain. It took about an hour to pull her out. Let me tell you about morphine, by the way. It's really not this cure-all. When I had this
Percocet,
hose in my liver, I'm like, I guess I'm dizzy. It's better than nothing. She was rushed to Bellevue Hospital, where she underwent surgery.
Ugh.
She lived in the building for 4 years. She's a Tufts graduate. Shout out to Tufts, who works as a lawyer for Goldstein and Lee. Shout out to Goldstein and Lee. Can you imagine you had a case going with Goldstein and Lee, specifically Maggie Balmer, and you're like, huh? They're still people. You got to remember that. You're like, oh, God. You know, do you have to, are you that same Maggie Balmer? No. That's weird because it's.
Because you only have one arm.
Right. You're a one-arm Tufts graduate, according to that poster on your wall. Oh, my Lord. So, no go with the four of you guys, then.
No. And, right. He's just being aggressive towards
I tried to talk him into it.
Yeah, okay.
What's this little breakdown you were alluding to?
Oh, so when we're on... Okay, Lauren's parents are so cool and so nice... that it hit me in the middle of vacation, and we're staying with them this time.
Okay.
And we have an opportunity here and there to stay at the property that they watch. You know, it's owned by someone else. They watch
really
it.
Really bitchin' property.
Yeah, and they have weddings on there. It's absolutely amazing. But when we're not there, we're at the house. And I grew up in a place where it's like, don't put anything on anything. Don't touch anything. Don't do anything.
Don't point the bottoms of your shoes at anyone.
Don't cross your legs weird. You know, all this kind of stuff. Unless you ask. Unless they invite you first. Don't look into anyone's refrigerator. Don't use the kitchen. Don't look through drawers. If you want a drink, ask for it.
You know, definitely don't help yourself to the peanuts.
Nothing.
Right.
It could be on the table and I still need an invitation, right?
Because
I just grew up in a Middle Eastern home and, you know, my head's going to explode. And so I'm constantly, whenever I go visit someone, especially if I'm staying there, constantly running that list in my head. okay, don't put your feet on this, or like, you know, don't take from here, don't open the fridge, right, don't go in the cabinets, all this kind of shit. Ask first. And so I'm whispering to Lauren, do you think your parents have a blow dryer? She's like, yeah, just look in the drawer in the bathroom. I'm like, no.
Right.
No, because then they'll see.
It's her third time there.
Yeah.
Right.
And no, because then they'll see that the blow dryer's out. I'm using it. Did I ask? No. And then they're going to be like, see, this girl just helps herself to the whole house, you know?
And am I in the kitchen too much? Your mom must hate that I'm taking over the kitchen. And I think I used too much toilet paper. And I talked to your dad for too long. He was getting bored of me and I just kept talking and I should have just shut up. And they must hate me.
I think I asked your mom too personal a question, you know?
Yeah, and she got all quiet about it. And then she started to cry and she was like freaking out.
I'm just crying.
Yes.
I was crying. Yeah.
And I'm just like trying to deflect all of her limiting beliefs and negative thoughts.
Here's the thing. Lauren's driving while this is happening. And I'm like freaking out. Like, this never happened, right? But I guess I've been there for long enough to be like, oh my God, the list of the disgusting things that I've done have gone on too long. And I like, there's no way that your parents are just shrugging everything off. Probably after I leave, they're going to send you an email of a list of things that like we don't like about this girl. You know, all this kind of stuff is running through my head. I'm freaking out. Lauren's driving. She's like, no, come on. No, come on. Then she turns to me. She's like, are you crying? And I'm like, no, but I was.
I see, that'd be the worst, by the way. When I drive, I have to focus. I have to focus on what I'm doing. And I think if somebody was crying next to me, I'd be like, ooh, sorry, now's a real bad time because I can help you, but we'll die.
I don't, whatever. I'd let her cry. I'm just like, you know, they love you. They love her. There's really no reason for her to think any of that, but I understand where it comes from. And she's,
but you're crying out of joy or you're crying?
No, I'm freaking out.
She's having a panic attack.
That they're not really liking you after all.
Yeah. Yeah. Like
that they hate her. She's just having a panic attack.
But that they are being hospitable to me, but at the same time going, oh, again with this bitch. You know, like, we're making more coffee because we ran out. You know, so they see Lauren's making coffee, and they know it's for me, let's say, and they're like, fucking, machine's always got to be on for this bitch. You know, so it's like, yes, of course you can have, because if someone's in the house, of course you can have more coffee. You know, of course, like, her mom had seltzer waiting for me when I landed. I mean, this is so sweet. I'm like, oh my God, she had to make a special trip, or like she had to carry these seltzer things.
She knows that Hemda likes to throw parties and have get-togethers. So one of the people that she works with for a Christmas gift gave the business a gift certificate to Whole Foods. So she just gives us this gift certificate. She gives Hemda the gift certificate and says, okay, just go nuts and throw a party. And so we had a bunch of my friends over, and Hemda just...
Now, Hemda, when you're in Whole Foods, you are allowed to take things off the shelf. You feel comfortable.
Can I tell this gift card, and I didn't even know how to express the gratitude because I'm just like, oh my God, I love Whole Foods, but I never want to shop there. It's too expensive. You know, you can kind of go around it and go to a couple other places. But here I was, just like thrilled to death about this. I put together the party. I cooked, you know, I cooked the whole way through. I chopped everything, blah, blah, blah. And then I'm getting all this praise at the party. In fact, when people come in, I go, thanks for coming. And then I realize, oh my God, this isn't my house. I just thanked them for coming. And then I realize, that's it. I can't. Right. Obviously, I'm thanking them for coming. We all invited them. I have to be part of something. And I have to say something to people I don't know that are coming in while I'm serving them food, right?
She made everything. She made the entire dinner. Everything.
I did, but everyone else helped also. Do you know what I mean? Like, her dad cleared the space for us. Lauren, you know, cleaned up a little bit. I was in the kitchen the whole time, and yet I'm getting praise. And at the end of it, I'm like, oh my God, tell your parents I didn't mean to take all the praise for everything. I'm, you know what? And then I realized, oh my God.
And I'm like, here, smoke this.
But all this time I thought, you know, I was raised just to be proper, but I don't know how to be different than proper. Like anyone else's house, Keith, when I went over to your parents' house, you just act super polite, like almost unbearingly polite, and people love you, right? That's how your parents want to deal. Like, oh, can I help? I shoveled snow for your parents. Like, right. Just, I don't know, make me uncomfortable and then I'll feel comfortable. Do you know what I mean?
Right, because to be clear, for anybody that doesn't know the story, we had it, there's a huge snow drift on one of our porches, you know, snow everywhere, obviously, and Hemda insists on shoveling it. Now, maybe you're thinking you were out there too, Keith. No. But she insists on something. Nobody said, my dad didn't even say this needs done. Kind of said, I want to do this.
Right.
I'm like, well, we have one shovel. Or do you want me to do it then? If it's, maybe it's bothering you, why aren't I doing this for my parents? She goes, no, I want to do it. And I'm like, Hey, we got to believe her. And I'm sure my dad looked at me like I'm an asshole. I'm like, you got to believe them when they talk.
Well, the way I see it is I'm staying at their house. It's sort of a way to earn your keep sort of thing.
Right. I pick up at other people's houses if I stay there, or I do the dishes or whatever.
I'm inconveniencing you. Don't think, you.
I was raised the same way.
You don't think the parents should think it's okay. You're earning your keep if you're keeping the person that you're with, who was my son or daughter, happy.
Yes. But I also, in my head, think if I wasn't around, they'd get 100% of her. Now they're sharing with this person, and they never get to see her.
But they're so happy.
But that's not true, though.
I'm retarded.
Right.
None of this is coming from a good, sane place.
Lauren moves back in.
Yeah.
I could, but I was really surprised at my own response to this. It was absolutely ridiculous. So on that note, we're staying on the couch for most of the time.
In the living room.
In the living room, and so there's no sex.
Right.
And I'm just like fucking wigging out. And so all we can do.
Yeah, that was hard.
That
literally.
Was ridiculous. Yeah. And we don't want to do it because, like, they could walk in at any time. It's really just not, right. And you can't even, like, really sneak it. I'd feel really uncomfortable and all this kind of stuff. But we can sometimes stay at the property, but weddings were being done there, so we couldn't. Whenever there's a wedding, we can't stay there the night before because it gets cleaned. It's like this whole thing. Right. But
the cleaner got sick, and so she couldn't come in to clean the property for like 2 days. So we're like, oh, we'll clean it. We'll just stay there, and then we'll clean it. And we can have a little alone time.
Right. That was our way of, literally, we can only go there at 11 after the wedding. And we have to wake up at 6 in the morning to clean and leave by 8. And we're like, yeah, fuck yeah. Mm-hmm. We love cleaning. We want to help.
Right.
So we stayed there that night. And it was on.
Speaking about hospitality, there's no hourly hotels there?
Why? When you have like a billion-dollar beautiful property on the ocean, you can just go and...
And honestly, I didn't think of that, but I don't think there are hourly ones.
And I forgot you both have...
Ew.
Yeah, ew.
No. Yeah, ew. No, I'd rather take the car up to Yale Valley and fuck in the forest. I don't know.
Well, and I forgot with your lady bodies. An hour? I know. I understand. That's all I need. Yeah, no.
You got to tease yourself when you jerk off, dude. Trust me. All right? It's not about the lady body.
I had a tough time, like I said the other day. I'm in the hospital 2.5 weeks. Then I got this hose out, for even longer. Before that, her mom's over. I mean, this was tough. We had sex the other day. I blew a hole in her back. We got to go back to the hospital. It's tough sometimes.
Nice.
But you do your best. What were you saying about the... Steven Tyler.
Yeah. Oh, so he moved in recently next to that property that my dad manages.
Literally next door.
Steven Tyler's your neighbor.
Yes. That's next funny. Door to that house. And yeah. So, not our neighbor at our house, but at this property.
Sure.
And,
owned by a billionaire.
And he lives right on the coast right there. And he's got like a big pirate flag that he puts up sometimes when he's there. And his whole house looks like a tree house.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
I just saw a picture. He has it's gaudy, this house. And I think he has so much money, he doesn't know what to do. And he's extravagant as it is. And he has a full leopard skin jumper on. He just tweeted this out. He's just standing there like, happy leopard day. Oh, Steven, you fucking goofball.
Well, he had a band playing at this New Year's party where they're on New Year's Eve. And he had a band playing all night. And I saw in his backyard area, sort of toward the sea, he had like fires going. And it looked like a bitchin' party. And so at 3:45 in the morning... He jumps on mic and starts wailing this song. Wailing, man, hitting notes so high, like still got it.
There was no way it wasn't him because right. He was just... Da, 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 da,
yeah.
Da,
yeah, just like improvising everywhere. Yeah. Like he'll take it up as high as you can go and then just to like show off... Like just right at the end,
That'd be funny. He's doing the countdown. 10.
Yeah. It was late though.
Eight. And we're like, that's Steven Tyler. And Joella and her family were over and they're like, oh, that's nice. And they keep talking. I'm like, you don't care, do you?
Yeah, that's Steven Tyler. And Carmen and I are just looking at each other the entire song. Just like staring at each other like.
And we're thinking of you.
Right.
Oh, yeah, man.
We're like, should we record this for Keys?
I know.
It wasn't anything from the brand new album, right?
It might have been, actually.
I'm good.
We didn't recognize the song. And we're like, it's Steven Tyler. We would recognize, right?
Right,
you know?
Right.
If he does any of the...
Or it might have been someone else's song. Who knows?
Right, right.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm like, are they having karaoke or something? But we didn't, I didn't recognize the song at all. Not from him, not from anyone else. But it was cool. It was like, all right, right on.
Well, he Steven Tyler, needle points, cross stitches with your mother.
No.
Right? What is that?
No, this... I was mistaken by the picture because Lauren's mom about a year ago sends me like, hey, look who our neighbor is. And I'm like, haha, some, you know, somebody just moved in who looks like a girl, who looks like a guy, who looks like Steven Tyler.
Right.
And then I'm like, that really looks like Steven. Oh my God, it's Steven Tyler.
So one of my mom's buddies sent her that picture because he came into her shop.
Steven Tyler did.
Right. And
Steven Tyler knits.
No, no.
No, he had this purse that he carries, like a merce.
Like a real man, right?
If you will. And like a rock star, actually,
with
their makeup and their hair and their purses and their high heels. Anyway, so...
Okay, I don't know why I was thinking knitting. Maybe it was a knit purse
No, because it had all these little like knitty-type things on it, and it looked like he was wearing something knitted kind of. And
right.
Well, he was in the shop, and the woman who owns it makes the stuff. And she said, hey, can I give you if I give you this, will you let me take a picture of you?
Okay.
And so he put one of the things on his purse, and that's why he's holding a picture.
I see.
He's holding a bag in the picture.
When we see Steven Tyler, you see him on American Idol, for example, you know, and you know how he dresses. I can't even describe it. It's really out there. Is it because... he's in Hawaii a lot of the time, and he's bored shitless. He doesn't have anything to do.
Maybe. I know that he goes to the local spots and sings with the local bands.
Oh,
a
yeah?
Lot. Yeah. Like, he'll go to Charlie's and sing up there where we went to dance that one night.
But also a lot...
Do you think
seriously
it ever,
there? Mm-hmm. That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Hilarious. More hilarious than you can imagine.
Do you think it ever gets... does it ever get to the point where the bands are like, oh, God. Okay, here's Steven again.
No, they love each other. They all love each other.
No, because everyone
musicians
will just play at any given point. You know what I mean? They just love it.
They're all equals when they're, you know, on stage together. Right. Like
this place that she's talking about, this Charlie's place, we went there on a Friday night, and it was popping with 10 people. You know what I mean?
Right.
And it was karaoke night, like it is at any other bar on the fucking island. You could find karaoke. That's what, that's anything that anybody does. You watch one of your bands, you go out to like to get a beer or something, or you do karaoke.
Karaoke, or you smoke crystal meth.
Oh, yeah. And Lauren's like, don't you dare call it karaoke while we're on the island, but I get to call it that now.
Yes.
It's karaoke.
Oh, come on. Hey, you guys are just fucking with us. You're taking everything and you're just karaoke.
Listen, they're repeating what we told.
Let's get an apple pie. You mean an apple pie?
In Holland, it's apple punt.
Yeah, of course it is. Of course it is. Why wouldn't it be? My goodness.
So there's karaoke there. So this bar is like any white trash bar at any, you know, rednecky place, but that's where you can go. The end. That or when that place shut down at 1 a.m.
Right.
There's there are little can you describe these little karaoke places?
They're little like a lot of the Asian gang deals go down in these, but they're like little
They
look like little brothels, mm-hmm. is what they look like. And their rooms sectioned off, and they've got really dim lighting and really old karaoke systems, or karaoke systems, if you will. And you just kind of sing to each other in a little room.
Okay.
And you can hear everyone else singing in their rooms. And it's really just
you have
ghetto
separate
and plain.
Rooms.
With couches, it looks like... You know what we were thinking? Because we happened to go with Joella that day, and we're like, oh, this is the spot that we can go to when we can't have sex at your parents' house.
Oh, yeah.
It's just a bunch
of couches. $30 for an hour.
Nothing.
Oh, and you can put on background music with no words if you want.
Exactly. Right. Yeah.
Okay, I get it.
Lauren starts singing in that room, and the woman comes in. She goes, oh, you're so good. Oh, my God. And she ends up listening to Lauren all night, just going, oh, my God, where can I find... She's like starstruck by Lauren.
I sing a Britney Spears song as Britney Spears, and she was like... oh my God, your voice is amazing. I'm like, really? Okay.
Do a little Britney Spears.
Oh, baby, was I supposed to
know? You're making it like a joke, and she's like, that is amazing.
Yes, the whole time. Oh, I sing Lucky.
She's a lucky. She's a
You would have had fun at my little New Year's party of four going, this is fucking music?
I think I would have had
fun. You would have had a good time. When Hemda was over there, she recorded another show. You'll hear it in VIP coming up. But it's with Lauren's dad about gun control. He loves his guns, yes. Right?
Yeah.
Loves his guns.
You hear some of these houses, some of these, you know people say, I need my guns for home protection. They have 7 guns. They're Bruce Willis all of a sudden. They're going to be overrun from all the windows.
Well, it's
a
hobby for him too, yeah.
Right, but they're going to run out of ammo. You know, I'm just saying the people that say it's for, protection, which is the only point I can see.
Well, the thing is he talks about guns. He's very...
passionate.
He's passionate, but he's also very educated about it. So he's not some asshole just, holding a gun. And
he's a nerd, so he likes the artistry behind him and the history and the, what they're used for and the hunting and the, just like he likes knives too, for the same reason. He never really uses knives, but he's got a bunch of them.
Yeah, so what I did was, I didn't tell him what the topic of the show was, because right.
By the way, 1 second, I'm sorry. I started collecting bombs. I just love the round spherical, maybe it's sexual.
I think it would be cool. Yeah. I like that shit.
And grenades and how they've changed over the years. It's more art.
I think that shit is fascinating.
Well, I didn't want to tell him because I wanted to show people, hey, this is a guy who collects guns, do you know what I mean?
Right.
And he's educated about them. I didn't give him a heads up. He didn't look up all this information. He didn't look up the stats that he has. He didn't look up, he didn't prep for it. And I think if you have a gun, you should be aware of all this stuff. So I surprised him with that, and I think it went really well.
Okay. I know you have the trailer. Can you send it in Dropbox? I know you IM'd it.
I did. No, I sent it in Dropbox and IM'd it.
And IM'd it. All right. Well, I'll play this for you now because, how I feel. I disagree. I can tell I'm going to disagree with this guy, not to jump ahead so fast. But people go, when they go to me, I've said this before, and they go, Keith, you believe in gun control? And I'm like, I believe in ice cream control. I believe any kind of... What is such a turnoff about the word control, what is the title of this?
It's not looking like it's going through, but it's trailer for gun control.
Forget it. Okay, well, there is one. Hemda spent time on it. She should have rested. I said, get some rest. Don't worry. This doesn't need a trailer necessarily. And she said, I got to stress. Fuck you.
Oh, yeah, that's the thing. I made the trailer also. I'm really proud of that.
Well, we can play it.
Could we put it at the end of the show?
No, I'm sorry.
Come on.
We'll have moved on to other things by then. Should have been napping like me.
Oh, that's sad. It's such a good trailer. She did a really good job.
Yeah, sorry. I just deleted it.
Keith Malley.
Did you put in KTG?
Yes, it's not going through.
Okay. Can you pass it in my hand?
I'm emailing it to you right now.
I can't go in my email because Google's a piece of shit. Gmail's a piece of shit. It's trying to connect me to other emails. Well, it didn't work. But it's very good. You did a very good job.
Fuck you. Go fuck yourself. You know what? Super fuck you. How about that?
But I am excited to hear it.
Oh, yeah? Are you? You like it? You know what? If I came to your parents' house again, I would poo in their sink.
Oh, you wouldn't be able to handle it. You really wouldn't. Here's Viola saying, I feel the exact same way Hemda does. The last time I went to my boyfriend's parents' house over a rare break from work, I was more stressed out after than before.
Yeah, you know what? I did manage to calm down so that the vacation still felt like a vacation. It was like a moment of all of a sudden everything just added up in my head and it was all adding up wrong.
I recognize that I don't have a typical relationship with my parents that
really don't.
Most of my friends and people that I know do. I know that it's different and I'm grateful for that, but I'm definitely not comfortable at my girlfriend's houses or I haven't been at my ex-girlfriend's house. I've always been on my best behavior and I try to make them feel comfortable by treating them like human beings too and joking around a little bit and being a little real with them. But for the most part, I think I'm pretty good at feeling that out.
Yeah, you are. You are. But,
your mom likes me despite her.
Right. But remember, you were over the house. She was over our house, and you're about to put your foot on our table, and she goes,
Oh, yeah. Like,
motherfucker, this is my house.
But I just stop and smile and retract it, yeah. And it's like, whatever, she's cool.
Yeah, so this is what I'm dealing with. You know what I mean?
But, when she goes, about your foot on the table, do you look over and go, okay, do you want to know what's really going on? My foot on my table. That's what's bothering you. Okay. All right. Let me say this, by the way. Speaking of violence, according to a report by the International Federation of Journalists, 2012 was one of the bloodiest years on record for journalists, as 121 fatalities were recorded.
Now, who are we calling journalists?
Last year was 107. If you go to another country, you're probably not TMZ, you know? Syria was the most dangerous country in the world for the media in 2012, with 35 deaths, followed by Somalia, then Mexico, then Pakistan. Wow. Now, some of these countries, and I got to be honest, we do need to know what's going on around the world, but some countries I do look at and go, what do you fucking think is new? When you have in Egypt, and they go, oh, they overthrew the dictator. I'm like, okay, you saw that from the window. That's good enough. No, I need to go on the street and see if everybody's still an animal. No. Whoops, I was raped. This just in. Rapes are still going on, even though they took over the government, they're still animals. Oh, okay, good to know. Good to know.
But you're a journalist, and that's, you know, that's the thing that you're looking for, is to really find out on the spot, in the moment.
That war shit, though, man, they should have people in the military who are journalists, who have military training, who do that shit. It should be a position. That's true.
You're right. You should have to join the military. You're right.
Yeah.
You should have to join the military under that umbrella, under something about journal. Like, you want to be a journalist.
You got the nurse. You got, you know, the drummer, the trumpet guy, and the, you know, social media army. Yeah.
You're right. Why should it be just regular journalists? It should be people who know how to carry their firearms and use them and be protected and run when you need to run. You know, they should go through that gas thing you had to go through in the army, Keith.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Why not? Otherwise, the soldiers have to take care of these guys.
Yeah, otherwise you're not fit to document a war zone.
Right.
Asshole.
Hello, 50,000 men.
No shit.
You must have a lot of pent-up energy after you just overthrew the government. How you feeling? What's going on? Oh, this sexy outfit? Why do NFL reporting right after?
Oh, boy.
Anyways, that's what's happening. This person wrote me and said, his name is Justin. You're almost four times, Keith, more likely to die from an error in a hospital. You know, whatever the next words are, I believe it. Mm-hmm. Than from homicide with a firearm, 44,000 a year versus 11,000 a year. I think you should focus on health care reform before tackling firearm regulation. Well, this is what's a beauty with me. I can do more than one thing.
Multitask.
That's what I would like America to be able to handle, more than one thing. I think you should focus on health care reform before tackling firearms. Unless these firearm homicides are mostly on negligent doctors, then the system is working itself out fine. And I wrote back, you don't think I shit on hospitals enough? Keith. He said, as long as it's four times as much as firearms. I said, whatever just happened always is. No worries. The hospital will get theirs.
That's funny, don't you think?
Yeah. They'll back and forth. Now, that's a gun control conversation. So that's fine.
I agree.
They do have military journalists, Michael says, but they are not independent. We need independent press to make sure everyone is held accountable, of course. But you should have training. Maybe not the government military per se, because maybe that could be one-sided, right?
Definitely.
But you can have an independent company that trains you to go out, that gives you a flak jacket.
And it gives you a gun.
Right. Yeah. Your only weapon shouldn't be words.
Right.
Because guess what? It's not mightier than a sword. At all. Believe me, I took a pen once to a fight.
Sticks and stones can break your bones, yeah, but words can never hurt you.
I saw this about our money. Now, I don't know, there's so many more important things like healthcare and firearms, but it does bother me a little bit. There's this guy's going to be Secretary of the Treasury. Treasury Secretary signs the bill. Look at a bill. Look at an American bill, and you have a signature on it. And that's him. He loves all these bills. He signs them. I'm sure it's copies, because that would take all day. But he signs these. And it's like, oh, okay, you know, it's on the bottom right of your bill. Okay, looks legit. Now it's legit, you know.
His interns do it.
This guy, it's a stamp. This guy, this new guy, I'll tell you his, what's his name? Jack Liu. Look at his signature. it's, if you never lifted up your pen, it's one circle after another. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight circles. This is what it looks like when my fiance from another country laughs at the lack of security in our credit cards. She scribbles all over the bill. If I look close, you know, relax your eyes like those posters that says, fuck you. Real, she, yeah, my, just to make her laugh, my signature is always different. The other day, Santa Claus signed the bill.
I have written fuck you as my signature. Mm-hmm. I've written Santa Claus, fuck you. I've written just, you know, real swirls. I just go on the thing. It doesn't matter.
I draw happy faces.
I'll tell you this. In Hawaii, you use your credit card. You need an ID.
No matter where you go.
Which is smart.
Right.
Thank you. Ask me for my ID.
Right.
We're in a place where people would love to run up the credit card.
But not here. In the rest of the states, they go ID. You go, really?
Right.
For my security. This signature, by the way, I don't know. You need a more distinguished signature. It looks like the top of a Hostess cupcake.
Yeah, it does. I just got hungry looking at it.
I saw somebody, I don't know if it was on Twitter or what, that I read. He said, I was watching Willy Wonka and Chocolate Factory, and I got to go to the store now and get a Hershey bar. And that's why I can't watch Breaking Bad.
Yeah.
A signature is a signature, says the spokesperson for the Bureau of Printing and Engraving. Now, you're telling us there's not enough jobs in this world, right? A spokesperson. You know, sometimes a lot of people have problems. They have to write into the engraving company. They need a spokesperson. A signature is a signature. How can I tell you not to sign the way you sign it? That is a little goofy, though. Treasury secretaries in the past have been asked to submit 5 samples of their signature. We'll select the best one or the one the secretary approves of. We'll select the best one or the one he wants to go with anyway.
Exactly.
When asked, has he been practicing his signature? To be what? Squares? They said, no, not that we're aware of.
Do we want the loop-de-loop one or the loop-de-loop-de-loop
It is just saying fuck you on the money. That's what I don't like. You want some kind of better backing.
America, loop-de-loo.
Here's a story. This happened when we were on vacation. A man whose pregnant wife, ran over her husband with her Jeep because he didn't vote in the election. He will most likely be permanently disfigured. Holly Solomon is 28 years old. Pictures of all these people, of course, will be on our website. Believes her family and her unborn child, she was 6 months pregnant, would suffer hardships over the next 4 years because of the re-election of President Barack Obama. She blamed his victory on her husband, Daniel, who didn't cast a ballot and was furious about the outcome of the election. Her husband, who was in critical condition with massive internal injuries, said his wife just hated Obama. Wow. Doctors say Mr. Solomon will be permanently disfigured. Witnesses said that Solomon chased her husband around the parking lot near their home in Gilbert, Arizona.
Oh, my God.
He got out of the car, and she was screaming at him. And he started walking away, and she started driving in circles around him, and she wouldn't let him go. So finally, he took off to try to get away, and she ran into him. His wife circled him in her SUV, shouted at him for not doing enough to ensure Republican Mitt Romney won the election. Now we just learned, I said this yesterday, supposedly from Mitt Romney's son, he never wanted to run. He never wanted to win, never wanted to run. Never mind, he did it twice, if you remember. Miss Solomon ran him down, pinning him under the vehicle. She told police she was just trying to scare him, but accidentally stepped on the accelerator. He suffered massive injuries, including a broken pelvis, torn arteries, problems with his bowels now, permanently disfigured. It doesn't say exactly how. Romney won Arizona and its electoral college votes by nearly 10%, if you're curious if he made a difference or not.
You know what? Don't send her to jail, because he's not hating her for some reason.
Right.
Sentence her to blow him every day for the rest of his life. Because he doesn't care. He's like, oh, no, I guess she just really hates Obama.
Yeah.
No.
I'm permanently disfigured forever. Well, that was...
She gets mad, you guys.
Yeah.
Y'all, she gets really mad.
Every relationship's got problems. You look into it.
Right. You can't have a perfect marriage. I learned that.
Maybe she does blow him every night, and that's why.
She should blow me every night.
Holly Solomon was reportedly furious about the electoral results, in which Obama won by 3.4 million votes.
Vote or die. Oh, she should sue what's-his-face.
P. Diddy.
Yes.
He told me to.
Yeah.
Holly Solomon was arrested on domestic violence charges of aggravated assault. Oh, Lord. These guys, he probably says to the judge, actually, no blowjobs. There's teeth in those. Could she just leave me alone every night?
Can I call her my little cum dumpster?
Could I sleep? Can I fall asleep on the couch like I usually do, but she can't yell at me?
I definitely get anal now.
A Maryland man celebrated the coming of 2013 a day early by winning one of the largest jackpots in the 9-year history of their Borgata Hotel and Casino and Spa. So when you use these slot machines, remember, it's going to be another 9 years. The man won $3.8 million on a $5 Wheel of Fortune slot machine December 30th. The winner asked not to be identified. Right, because first of all, I've seen these pictures in casinos where somebody won $10 million and they have a check in their hand. None of them are ever smiling because they owe way more than that. This is nothing. This is not pittance.
Well, I think that he didn't want his name because
his wife.
His wife. He doesn't want to tell his wife that he just won all that money. First, they need to divorce.
All right. That's a good way. First of all, he probably wasn't supposed to be there. He doesn't want the wife to know. Or, yeah, he's like, I don't want her to know. This is my money. This is fan. Goodbye. I don't know, honey. See you never.
They say that that's how you know that you're with the person that you really love and really want to be with. You know, never mind soulmate and all that shit. But if you think about if you won the lotto, let's say $10 million, are you splitting it with your person?
You can have it.
Oh, goodness.
Why not, right? You don't have it anyway.
Just doesn't like doing accounting.
Right. Numbers, not such a thing. This is where guys make the mistake because they try to answer their lady seriously. Like, well, what if I gave you a third? And it only bothers me because you always shat on me when I got lottery tickets. Who cares? You don't have the money anyway. Not only would I give it to you, I'd find a way to give you double.
That's right.
Who
That's
cares? Right.
And
shit?
The moon.
That's right.
Doll. Now pass me the sherry, will ya?
I'd burn it so I can stay more focused on you. You know, I mean, who gives a shit?
I'd lay it in the mud so you could tread over it with your delicate toes. You know, and then funny. I would suck the mud off of your toes.
I'd put it all in a big golden bucket so you can yell at it because you seem to enjoy yelling.
I'd let you fuck it instead of me.
Yeah. I don't even play the lotto, but whenever we see those signs, I'm like, okay, Lauren, if we won that, all right, we're not just spending all... And I just do all this accounting, and Lauren is so sweet about it because I'm just like, okay, if we win $1 million, you know, that's not a lot nowadays. So here's what we do, okay? It'll take us about 10 years or so, but no, we'll have the money for 20 years because if you work on the interest, you probably can have $50,000 per year, mm-hmm. which will be subsidizing our money, which means we don't have to run out ever. So are you okay with that? And she goes, whatever you just said.
Right. I talked about this in stand-up. I remember watching game shows with Hemda, and she ruins it. You're like, oh, I'm happy for this. No, it's not like I share the TV prize, you know, the trip to Hawaii.
Well, after taxes. And
they go, okay, you just won $10,000. I'm like, oh, good for them. They need it. And she's like, well, after taxes, you know, it's not even. I'm like, yeah, then change the channel. Who cares anymore? I was happy for her.
But I wasn't trying to be not happy for them. I was just trying to, you know, because.
And then you have to hire an accountant really if you don't.
Are you kidding? I would not tell anyone if I won $1 million. I just wouldn't tell anyone. Because it changes your lives and it frees up the fact that you're concerned about money all the time, but it doesn't afford you what people think it could afford you. And then people just think you're rich.
And mooch off of you.
Or you just seem so frugal and cheap and disgusting because it's like, don't you have $1 million? And it's like, yeah, but I can't afford... You know, a private jet to take everyone to Hawaii. That's not what $1 million buys you. Right. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, I'm being told, by the way, going back real quick, that the Secretary of Treasury, that was just him trying to get his pen started. And he's stuck with it now. Like, isn't that a shame? Can I get another paper? This was kind of important. Oh, jeez.
Danny's writing. He's in this room. This is actually... This is actually Hemda trying to tell us that she won $1 million.
I know. Nobody's listening to the clues.
Shut up.
Actor Nick Stahl. He played Yellow Bastard in Sin City. He was John Connor in the third Terminator movie. He's in L.A. at 6 p.m. He was in an adult bookstore. Which, by the way, if you ask me, nothing adult about it. My dad told me that. I said, don't listen to my show. There's adult language. Usually there's nothing adult about adult language. I said, fuck off.
Sir, there is something adult, because if I say put penis into vagina, that's what adults do.
Bo-
Booyah! You can hear in the background, like, I'm taking a sip of her. So, like,
all proud.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Out of my sippy cup. Mm-hmm. By the way, Lauren's mom only sips from the What's My Name sippy cup tumbler.
Exclusively.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
It's good at church when you don't want to make a mess. Law enforcement says LAPD undercover vice officers were conducting a routine check of an adult bookstore in Hollywood. Yeah, right. They found Stahl alone in a private booth watching a porno and committing, quote, a lewd act. Did he have the door closed or did he open it up and go, what is it, officers? And he keeps jerking. Or is it an open booth?
That's what you do in those booths.
I don't take it in. The cinematography.
Yeah, what else are you doing while you're watching that?
You are building your sexual strength.
They said he was touching himself. He was booked for lewd conduct. He was cited and released from police custody a few hours later. If you remember, this guy went missing here and again. Apparently has a big drug problem. As he walked out of the police station, he told the camera guy from TMZ that it's all a misunderstanding. I really hope this never happens to me. Because it's a simple misunderstanding that can happen to anyone.
But can I tell you what happened? It's not a routine check. Somebody recognized him and called the cops, and then TMZ happened to be outside that place.
Or he's being a weirdo and he's pissing in this booth. I mean, you don't know what he's doing. You know, maybe he's walking around with his dick out. You have to call the police and go, all right, we're getting you on lewd act. I mean, I really can't believe some shop in Hollywood of all places.
I think they would say that stuff, though. I think they would say he had his dick out, he was peeing in the thing, because I think they'd be happy to report that. In the same way that they're happy to report he's fucking jerking off. Who gives a shit?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Who was this? He was of some significance.
See, that's what made him go crazy. Nick Stahl. And now he's like, I was in...
A Stahl.
I was in Sin City. But they covered my face most of the time.
I'm
in
still
yellow.
In Sin City with the dick in my hand. Let me take a sip out of my sippy cup. That was really good.
I think Henry gets high from the sippy cup.
I think
I really do.
High from a lot of things.
I'm having fun, you guys.
Speaking of Hollywood,
which I call high off of life. Mm-hmm.
I do. It's fun.
First of all, I call it Hollywood. And here's another example. There's a comic, Cat Williams. He's on drugs. He's in the news. He's going into stores, slapping people. Whole bunch of stuff. Yells at audiences. I'm a real nigga on here on stage, and you guys can't handle it. And they're like, okay. Like, why aren't you laughing? It's like, I don't know what's going on because this seems dangerous. Well, this is Cat Williams talking to TMZ about Quentin Tarantino and his use of the N-word in Django. Tarantino, of course, wrote it, obviously directed it. And Spike Lee has never been pleased with Tarantino's use of the N-word. With anything other than his pretentious bullshit. Here is Cat Williams not pleased with Quentin Tarantino. Hold on 1 second. Oh, I have a whole new setup. I know how to do this. Don't relax, Tech. Sit down.
Technology Andrew jumps up.
Yeah, easy. Easy. I got this.
What do you think about Spike Lee saying that Quentin Tarantino is wrong for using the N-word 110 times?
When I see Quentin Tarantino, I'm going to take this fist.
Mm-hmm. Okay, first of all, you hear the reporters. You know, it's where they use the reporter. But their voice is like, can you say something? You hear this voice to all the celebrities. Hi, retard. What's your thought about anything? Well, here's my thought. Wow, you're actually going through with it.
And who's this responding?
This is Cat Williams. He's a comic.
Oh, okay.
Now, what do you think about Spike Lee saying that Quentin Tarantino is wrong for using the N-word 110 times?
When I see Quentin Tarantino, I'm going to take this fist and I'm going to put it right in his mouth where he say
really?
Really.
And this is real deal. You're really upset about that.
I'm not upset about it. I didn't say nothing about emotion. Emotion would mean I'm emotional.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, the whole thing is he thinks for some reason he can say, there go my artist right there. What up, young cat?
What's up, man? What's up, big pimp?
Okay, all right, hold on.
Yeah.
So anyway, Quentin Tarantino think he can say the N-word, but I checked with all of and nobody knows where
he checked with all of niggerdom, if you're curious. Oh. Yes.
Got his pass from. I hope he didn't get it from Samuel L. Jackson and Jamie Foxx, because they're not going to help you when I see you.
Ah, okay.
What do you think the hospitality is in niggerdom?
You know what?
What do you think it's like?
If you're a nigger, it's good. This is more fun just to see Danny squirm. Please stop it, you guys.
Look at our shades. Look at our shades. I'm a sand nigger. It's okay.
Saying that's disrespectful. I don't call Spanish people because it's disrespectful. Yeah. Who would do that? Let alone do it 186 times in a movie for profit. Like, for real? And put it out on Jesus' birthday? Really? You better unchain to Django. I'm trying to figure out how you had a silent letter before could read.
Now,
listen to what
okay,
I just...
Okay, how do you have a... how can there be a silent letter before niggers can read?
Man, how could you have a silent letter before black people could read?
How could you have a silent letter before...
He said, my name is Django. The D is silent.
Django, yeah.
You're not even supposed to be able to...
That's some profound stuff you're talking about right now. You're making me think, Cat Williams.
Sir. No. They can say I'm crazy all they want. Mm-hmm. My IQ is 163, and I get tested every 6 months.
Your IQ test? Every 6 months.
He thinks the IQ is like an 8.
No, he thinks the IQ is that same test he keeps retaking. I know this now!
Every 6 months.
I've been with Mensa since I was 10. I won the Optimist Club's National Oratory Award for Adults when I was 8 years old.
Uh-huh. See, Lucas was telling me the other day, he's in Mensa, and now I go, yeah, so is Cat Williams. You know?
Could somebody fact check that, please? Because he could just be talking.
Right.
I'm in Mensa.
Is that like Menzies? Menzies?
It's not like a period, no.
Is that what Menzies is?
Yeah. Menzies, yeah.
Yeah.
He's saying Mensa, right? Not Massa.
Wow.
I gotta ask you, this is something that I just thought about right now. Yeah. Now, one of the problems that people are saying is that he made a movie about slavery, right? And a lot of people are upset about that. Now, Steven Spielberg made a movie about slavery with Amistad.
Quentin Tarantino is no Steven Spielberg. Mm-hmm. Steven Spielberg doesn't want to be black. Quentin Tarantino thinks he is.
Okay.
So when he meets a real we'll see if he is or not.
So if you see him out at an event, what are you going to
say? Busting his ass.
On sight.
Okay, there you go.
Skull and Crossbones is saying, someone had to say to Cat, nigga, please.
I would love to see Cat Williams turn down a Quentin Tarantino film if offered to him.
Yeah.
Right, and the title of it should be Nigger.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
And just see if he takes it.
You know? Wait, ER or A?
Oh, ER, A, ER again.
Nigira.
Somebody's coming to our marathon, a black gentleman.
Remy Benice.
Remy,
the one.
Right. Yeah. You didn't have to jump on it so fast, okay?
That was fun.
But anyway, he's on, and he lets people ask him questions that you always wanted to ask black people,
yeah.
And he won't chastise you for it.
Nope.
You
no.
know? I'm interested in that. I think I can answer some of these too, though. You know? Okay, you have to understand I'm a black man, okay? Ready? Danny Yin? Because I don't want anybody in this room squeamish. Do you acknowledge that I'm a black man for
yes,
this?
I acknowledge.
Okay. Ready, nigger? Okay. We're going to begin.
A black man wouldn't say nigger, though.
I can say... You don't tell me how I say it.
Only a white man says that.
It's your right.
Obviously, I'm not going to have the tone or intonation. You just have to acknowledge. See, I don't know if this is going to work.
Are you a black man or are you a black man?
I'm a black man, right.
I think you should do this on My Name is Keith, because I would like to leave.
I'm just telling you. Like someone would say, like, how do you feel about the slavery? And I'll go.
Let's do it. How about you're a white man and we'll ask you white man questions?
Oh. Okay.
why do you.
Not so easy, is
get
it?
So red at random times.
Because I'm black. This isn't red.
Oh, okay.
Okay, what are the questions?
I don't know, but like if somebody said about slavery, I would say, well, you know, slavery seems like a negative thing. It's just interesting. Everybody's dying for a job now. This kind of thing, right? And then we can do this with this guy, and Newsy could be over and see who gives the better answers. See who's more black.
Oh, my God. Okay.
Well, I'm Newsy's more black than Newsy.
Newsy's coming to the marathon. He'll be around, so I think we can do this.
Okay. Yep. I think we have something.
This is towards the start of the marathon, you guys, which is starting this Saturday, 4 p.m. This Saturday, 4 p.m. Eastern time. If you want details about the marathon, go to keithandthegirl.com/marathon.
Best picture nominations are out, as long with all the other stuff for the Oscars. And Django Unchained is in it, as is Amour. Never heard of it. Beasts of the Southern Wild, never heard of it. Les Mis, no thank you. Life of Pi, if it's not about cake or pie, no thank you. Lincoln, sounds pretentious. Silver Linings Playbook, I saw that one. I don't know. Khemda, you'll like it.
Oh, I think I was just insulted. Is that your way of calling me a nigger?
Argo.
Too much? Too far? Oh, Danny is just dying right now.
You got it. It's got to be in the N-word segment.
Oh, okay.
Sorry. Yeah, all that's right. Okay. Okay. And Argo. I don't know. Zero Dark Thirty's in there, too.
I'm really interested in seeing that.
Oh, I saw it. The Terrorist Goddess again.
Yeah.
Best Director, the only one I saw, Silver Linings Playbook. So you see that. I bet you'll like it. I bet you saw it, Danny.
No, I want to, though.
Oh, okay.
What is it?
Crazy People.
Oh, damn it. I will like it.
Damn it. Is there sex in it? Because then we'll both like it.
Quentin Tarantino is up there for Best Original Screenplay, but so is Zero Dark Thirty. Flight is there. That was another yawner. Best Cinematography, Skyfall. Okay. So Danny's cheering, but this is how you know a movie's shitty. When all it got was best looking fucking ranch. Oh, the best sunset goes to. Okay, point Keith on that piece of shit.
I enjoyed Skyfall.
Damn. Of course you did. They also won Best Original Song. Skyfall, when the sky is falling, it falls on you.
Adele.
Yeah, Adele. Very good.
Thank you.
And that was Skyfall. Thank you, Bill Weaver! God, just shut up and sing. You know what I mean?
What the fuck are you guys talking about? Is that really a song? How did you know that was Adele?
Because I'm Pitch Perfect.
That's a real song? Skyfall, mm-hmm. The sky is falling?
Uh-huh.
No,
this many seasons. Oh, I'm paraphrasing. I paraphrase my songs. She's right. The sky is falling. Not summer, not winter, not spring.
That's Les Mis.
Possibly autumn, but we say fall. Sky fall. And then they go into that.
Oh my God. Oh my God. During the marathon, we will all have our cameras up. So you will get to see what happens when Keith conducts his own new song that he makes up at the spot. He conducts himself with his arms like, here is the beat and now is the downtime.
Skyfall. Thank you very much for welcoming. Anguish. We know you're anguish, doll. I know.
You know, now when Lauren and I hear an Adele song, we just turn to each other and go, thank you very much.
They said Adele's pregnant. I'm like, where's it going to go?
Keith Mallory.
You know what I mean?
In her left cheek.
Solid X 00. I don't know if he's an agent or not. Says, please have Patrice represent black people. Please not just Newsy. I'm not saying that word in front of her. Are you kidding me? She'll slap the white off my skin. No, thank you. My goodness, not a free-for-all. Hello. Let me say this again, please. Vistaprint, they sponsored all this stuff I said. Believe it or not. We're getting paid for this. Check this out. Vistaprint has calendars. Vistaprint has...
Business cards.
Magnets. Everything for a business.
Postcards. But you know what? Not just business, because you can...
Hats, pens,
yeah,
bumper stickers, all kinds of stuff.
But even if you don't have a business, right, you could just kind of make your own little card when you meet someone.
Yeah.
You could, instead of going, oh, where am I and who, you know, just bam, that's my card.
I put this out for when I go out sometimes. I have 100 cards. They say on it, no thanks. I have 2 left.
That's brilliant.
Yeah. Vistaprint helped me out with that.
I made cards that said, through Vistaprint, that said, you've been served, and I put them on... Tables.
You've been served by Lauren Hennessy.
There you go. And everybody knows the deal. Go to Vistaprint.com/Keith and the girl to get 50% off things you're getting. You get free shipping off your entire order if you spend more than $30. Okay? All right? Thank you. Brittany, could you close this out?
Vistaprint.com/Keith and the girl.
You tell me you're in love with me. But you can't take your pretty ass away from me.
Skyfall.
There's nothing I don't want to stay. Now, but every time you come too close, I move away. I wanna believe in everything that you say. Oh, it sounds so good.
want to kill myself.
But if you... Wait, I'm not to the chorus.
Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll talk to you guys at the marathon.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all for coming. Gee, marathon! Hawaii! Yeah!
When is the marathon, Chemda?
This Saturday, 4 p.m. Go to keithandthegirl.com/marathon. There you'll find some of the guests that are going to be on. We're rotating guests. Oh, my God. I think that we counted over 50 guests are going to be coming in. On keithandthegirl.com/marathon, you'll see some of the guests. You'll see ways to listen live. How can you feedback? What's the phone number? Everything is put over there. And we really need you guys to spread the word. Have you been wanting everybody to listen to Keith and the Girl? Have you been wanting to share this show with everyone? Here's a way to do it. Go to keithandthegirl.com/marathon. Send everybody there. Tell your friends what you're listening to. Twitter about it with the hashtag comedy marathon. And let's make this thing the biggest. We're going for 54 straight fucking hours. Maybe a person or two might want to know about it. So let people know. Hashtag comedy marathon. And you go to keithandthegirl.com/marathon. And we'll see you there. keithandthegirl.com.
I've always enjoyed and appreciated firearms. I'd say I was probably about 10 or 11 when I got my first 22 rifle.
How many guns do you own?
This is America. I can have as many as I want.
Did you ever hold a gun up to anyone?
Yes. At night with the light-gathering scope, as you draw a bead on a jackrabbit that sits about a foot and a half high with those huge ears, and that thing leaps into the air in the moonlight as you're watching it through the scope, does a couple of kicks, flips around, and lands on the ground dead. Sounds gruesome, sounds terrible, I know, but there was a certain beauty about that at midnight. Just a boy and his rifle.
What's my name show.com.
Put that in your pipe and smoke it, Keith.